Estàs escoltant el Club del Country amb Rafael Corbí.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in the lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gear. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk. Then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts, but she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around, but up there at the courthouse they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up it took the whole staff, and when they got through the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. This is the Cottonmouth, a negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up, it's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65.
One Piece at Time, aquesta era la cançó que ens aportava des d'un àlbum remasteritzat el 2011 de The Ultimate Best a càrrec de Johnny Cash. Una de les seves grans interpretacions, i més si són remasteritzades, sempre val la pena d'escoltar-les una vegada i una altra, i per això avui l'hem tornat a convidar a formar part del Club del Country. Si parlem de vocalistes importants, el que ens ve ara va ser tot un clàssic als anys 60. El 1966 va triomfar amb el seu gran èxit, encara recordat, There Goes My Everything. Ell va néixer a Maryville, a Tennessee, l'any 1930, es deia Jack Green, amb un nickname de Jolly Green Giant. Ell va començar la seva carrera a començaments dels 50 a Atlanta, Georgia, quan va formar la seva pròpia banda anomenada The Peach Tree Boys, i l'any 59 ja va anar cap a Tennessee per formar els Tennessee Mountain Boys i endinsar-se completament al món de la música country. D'aquella època escoltarem una cançó anomenada Devil's Den, publicat amb l'àlbum Yours for the Taking, que va publicar en vinil l'any 1981. Jack Green.
I put a dollar in the jukebox and played the blues. I bought a round of drinks at the bar like I sometimes do. I asked old Joe just how long has it been? And as we speak of the devil, she walks in. And hearts go to breaking, and she goes to taking. Every fool who lays his eyes to rest on her. And I keep losing, and she keeps choosing. Any fool she wants to take to the devil's den. I'm getting restless, but I'm trying to stay cool. So I ask a friend of mine for a game of pool. But she knows that I'm easy and I'll give in. And as she makes her way toward me, I'll go again. And hearts go to breaking, while she goes to taking. Every fool who lays his eyes to rest on her. And I keep losing, while she keeps choosing. Any fool she wants to take the devil's den. And hearts go to breaking, while she goes to taking. Every fool who lays his eyes to rest on her. And I keep losing, while she keeps choosing. Any fool she wants to take to the devil's den. And tonight I'll be that fool in the devil's den.
Doncs aquí hem gaudit d'aquesta extraordinària música, i quina veu que tenia i que té Jack Green amb la cançó Devil's Den. Seguim amb subgèneres de la música country de Kentucky Colonels. Des del Living in the Past ens portaven una cançó l'any 1997 en un ritme bluegrass extraordinari. Els Kentucky Colonels amb Mother's Milk Routine és el proper tema que escoltem, però atenció, que és molt curt.
Did you get your banjo in tune all right?
Well, kind of.
It sounded a little bit better. I didn't think you had enough brains to get it in tune there for a while.
Enough brains?
Well, yeah.
What do you mean, brains?
You've been acting kind of stupid here lately, you know.
Stupid? I'll have you to know, Roger, I've been a-going to school.
To school?
Yes, sir. You? I've been a-going to night school out there in California. Took up everything they had out there.
Everything they had?
Yes, sir. Took up chairs one night and the desk and next, you know.
No, you've been going to school, huh?
Yeah, I've really been going
been
to school.
Been taking these subjects. What kind of
subjects? Yeah, well, we had one subject down there they call biology.
Biology?
Yeah, biology.
What is that?
Well, that's a study of plants and stuff. We had one class on it there on why mother's milk is better for babies than cow's milk. Wow. And it is.
Oh, I bet it
is. Yeah, I had 4 or 5 reasons down there why it was.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What were they?
Well, one reason, it's cheaper.
Cheaper? Imagine it is.
It's easier to take on a picnic.
Yeah, I imagine it is.
Yeah. Cats can't get it.
Oh, I hope not.
Comes in the cutest containers you ever seen in your life.
Mercy. Here's Scotty with Listen to the Mockingbird. Lady Goonie Bird.
Kentucky Colonels en directe, primer la presentació que ens feien d'aquesta cançó, el Mother's Meal Routine. La gent reia moltíssim, oi que ho heu sentit? I després presentant-nos el Listen to the Mockingbird, que era la següent cançó amb aquest àlbum en directe que ens aportaven ple d'excepcional bluegrass. Anem a recordar una cançó del 1977, dedicada, almenys amb el nom, de la seva mare. Un dels grans èxits de Kenny Rogers. El tema es deia Lucille.
Bar in Toledo, across from the depot, on a bar stool she took off her ring. I thought I'd get closer, So I walked on over, I sat down and asked her her name. When the drinks finally hit her, she said, I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. I'm hungry for laughter and here ever after, I'm after whatever the other life brings. In the mirror I saw him, and I closely watched him. I thought how he looked out of place. He came to the woman who sat there beside me. He had a strange look on his face. The big hands were calloused. He looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead. But he started shaking. His big heart was breaking. He turned to the woman and said, you picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting. More whiskey. I thought how she'd made him look small. From the lights of the bar room to a rented hotel room, we walked without talking at all. She was a beauty, but when she came to me, she must have thought I'd lost my mind. I couldn't hold her. That he told her kept coming back time after time. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille.